This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, the families of three of those trapped Utah miners wait anxiously at home in Mexico.
But first, as the second anniversary of Hurricane Katrina approaches, so do deadlines to get rid of damaged houses in New Orleans. A few people are trying something different. Instead of demolishing houses and taking everything to the dump, they are saving the pieces and reusing them in other homes. Elizabeth Wynn Johnson of the Northwest News Network has the story.
Patricia Chenault returned to her Ninth Ward home in New Orleans shortly after Katrina. She got help from volunteers to rebuild. They gutted the place. When she saw the results, she was heartbroken all over again.
Every window, every doorway, everything had cypress around it. All that was gone. I can't replace that, any of that. And so what I'm replacing it with now is, you know, cute but cheap.
Now she has a job overseeing a more mindful approach to removal. This home in the Esplanade Ridge neighborhood is being dismantled by hand in order to salvage as much material as possible for reuse. Clipboard in hand, Chenault logs hours and documents the spoils.
To see somebody take the time to go through these houses and take things apart board by board and say, hey, this can be used somewhere else, is much more beneficial to me than seeing people just snatch stuff down and just throwing it away without any thought of what it was worth.
This is the fourth house in a pilot project for New Orleans, a test of deconstruction as an alternative to demolition. The Portland, Oregon-based relief organization Mercy Corps is paying for the deconstruction of 10 homes. The project trains local demolition contractors how to forego wrecking balls and bulldozers and salvage up to two-thirds of the material in each house. We're not just talking about carved mantles and crown molding. Deconstruction digs deeper, says program officer and builder Rick Denhart, to harvest as much as possible from what amounts to an urban forest.
6x6s, 2x6s, 2x4s, you got door jams, you got trim.
From this house, Denhart estimates the salvaged material's total market value at up to $15,000. The cost of deconstruction is $10,000.
The value of the material exceeds the cost of the deconstruction in something like this. So when you're looking at a bottom line for what and how deconstruction compares to demolition, deconstruction will always come out ahead.
Post-Katrina New Orleans seems like the place to test this approach on an unprecedented scale. There are some 1,700 homes on the city's condemned list. But for most of them, deconstruction is not a viable alternative. The city's in a rush to demolish homes deemed an imminent health risk. Still, Rick Denhart says this pilot project serves a purpose. It's salvaging a few precious pieces of a community's soul and allowing them to live on, even if only in the form of a modest wood-framed screen door.
This one little door, if it's taken off and put on somebody else's house down the street, will be able to be remembered. That collective memory of the neighborhood is a very positive thing and part of what we hope to see can be done through deconstruction.
Which is one way to keep more of the old New Orleans in the new New Orleans. For NPR News, I'm Elizabeth Wynn Johnson.
And a little bit east of New Orleans, but still Katrina country, Hancock County, Mississippi. NPR's Noah Adams began reporting from there right after the storm. He's back again this week. Hi, Noah. Where are you exactly?
Hi, Alex. I'm right on Waveland Beach here. As you'll recall, there was a 28-foot storm surge that came ashore here 2 years ago at Katrina. The people along this beach and along the Mississippi coast, of course, were worried about Hurricane Dean late last week that it may turn north, and there was quite a bit of apprehension about that.
Can you feel wind down there? What's it like?
No. And you look out to the Mississippi Sound and the Gulf of Mexico, and you have no idea that a Category 5 hurricane just crossed there and went over to Mexico. Not at all.
Well, you're working on a story for us later this week. What have you got?
The story is about the Emergency Operations Center in Hancock County. They were flooded out of their place. They've been in a Catholic school operating in makeshift conditions. They're trying to get money for a brand new place, permanent, and they can't because the county's broke.
NPR's Noah Adams in Hancock County, Mississippi, with that full story for us later this week on Day to Day. Noah, thank you again.
You bet.